that's good. All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the morning ride with the Nathaniel and the Chris Holland dude. I don't know what I just said.
What did you just say?
I don't know.
It was like, that. I didn't catch that last word you said. Like, what was that? Was that...
I don't even know. Cristando.
It's like a... It's a mix of a Christian, Nathaniel, and Fernando. That's what I heard.
Fernando.
Fernando.
It's now Fernando. So, yeah, welcome back to another episode. I can't see shit. Give me a second. Kind of
probably because the sun's right there.
Yesterday, our episode kind of like...
Yeah, it cut short.
Bugged out. I don't know what happened. I have a theory of why it cut off. Hey, there's Karen. Oh, yeah, we're leaving at this time. So the bus is literally just getting all the other kids.
Yeah.
Interesting. So yesterday, if you guys heard the episode, I was talking about Toy Story 3 for the PlayStation 3, and then just suddenly it just cuts out. I don't know exactly what happened, but my theory is that every time that I get to school, my phone automatically connects to the school Wi-Fi, but the school Wi-Fi is actually useless. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, so, like, whenever you try to connect to it, it doesn't allow certain apps to access.
It doesn't allow... No, it's not even certain apps. It doesn't allow any apps to connect.
No, it's not true. I can connect with some of them.
I can't connect with any of them, even with Spotify.
Ouch. Well, so. I'm not saying any, like, mainstream apps. Like, the small games, like, stuff that... Like, I don't know. There's a game I play called Dash Valley. That allows me to connect to the internet on the school Wi-Fi. Some other stuff too, but not really.
It's just that some games will load ads.
Yeah.
And stuff. But like,
oh jeez, that
was roadkill.
Still on the road.
But like they still allow ads to load and stuff because the school doesn't know how to block just like random like ad addresses and stuff. But like they blocked virtually everything else. So I think what happened was that they blocked the address for Anchor. So as we were recording, there was a service issue or whatever, and it just cut it off for some reason.
Yeah.
We almost lost the recording, too, and yesterday was a good podcast, but luckily I managed to get it, and we had literally everything that we talked about. So yesterday you guys didn't really miss out on anything at the end.
Yeah. Because it was just Toy Story 3 is a game-breaking game. It literally just breaks the game. That's all.
Oh, slow down.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Why are these not people stopping in the middle of the road?
Did you see that other guy? He like curved off into the other lane. He's like, oh, fuck this.
I thought it was a guy just recklessly changing lanes. I was like, okay. Oh my god, dude.
It's always this
road. We are stopped in the middle of the fucking road.
Yeah, it's always this road too. Everyone just stops for no fucking reason. Like, yeah, I get that there's a traffic light down there, but do you see how much space is in between the cars here?
I think maybe I was trying to turn in, but I don't think so.
Does anyone even use those stores over there?
I don't know. All right, so basically what just happened, because obviously you can't see what's going on, driving down the road, it's a 45 miles per hour speed limit road, and there's these two cars that are just stopped in the middle of the road for no... Awesome. Great. And now people are getting honked at. This is fun. Really appreciate this.
God, A1A is like the worst fucking road, dude.
Alright, anyway, what's our topic for today?
I don't really know. I just wanted to mention that we didn't lose anything yesterday in the podcast.
No, we didn't lose much. Besides the outro.
We lost like 2 minutes. Yeah, in the outro. We didn't even make an outro because I was opening my phone and noticed that it stopped recording.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But still, we missed the outro because, you know, there's no...
That dude is, like, walking down the sidewalk with his, like, fucking shirt.
Oh, God.
What?
Wait a minute. So we just saw a guy with, his sweatshirt, like, rolled up into his shirt, which was showing off his midriff, and then his jeans, like, showed half of his underpants.
No. Imagine reverse, sagging, but with your sweater. That's basically what he was doing. He had his, like, sweater rolled up, so he's exposing his stomach, and that's it.
No, his jeans were down, too.
No, they were pretty... They were up. Just, you could see, like, just the rim of his underwear, like, sticking out. But, like, his shirt was just, like, up. Like, I don't know what he's doing. It's, like... What is it? Like, 40 degrees outside right now? No, it's the inside. I don't even know where your temperature
gauge... It's 57 outside.
Oh. So, it's 57 outside, and this guy's just walking around exposing his stomach to the world. Wearing a Polaroid sweater, too.
Yeah.
So, there's some interesting people in this... area.
Mm-hmm. It's like the weird cross between the people who actually can afford everything and then the people who can't.
Yeah.
this is where we are right now.
it's that extreme divide between Marsh Landing and then like Dolphin Cove.
Yeah, Dolphin Cove is like the not so nice area, and then Marsh Landing's, you know, a gated community with like giant ass houses and a bunch of football players live there and shit. Jimmy Fallon's parents live there. Sometimes they have another house that they go to, I'm pretty sure.
Of course, you always need two houses. Two
Actually, they have like two giant houses on their property. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been down there, but it's insane. You just want to go to our failsafe, $1 million, but.
Should we? I mean,
because I don't feel like thinking about a topic on the fly right now.
What about social media?
All right, I'm cool with that.
It fucking sucks.
Yeah. topic done. No. There's actually some value here. All right, so the thing is with social media, I know there is a thing recently that actually just happened with the Bears kicker, I think, for the playoffs. I know he got slammed on social media for doing a prayer circle after the game because, you know, can't bring religion to sports, which is complete bullshit. I think that religion can be part of your pre-sports or, like, anything for sport, pre or post-game, or even during the game, if that's your thing. I really don't care.
Well, I mean, this is the United States, so you have freedom to religion.
Yeah, you have freedom to religion. So, if you're getting slammed for that, then you're not, like, why? I don't even understand. What did that do that offended you? Honestly? I mean, the cases of this are so out there and obnoxious, like... For example, when Tim Tebow was a big thing, this is when social media really started to pick up. When Tim Tebow did his whole entire Tebowing thing, where he'd pray every time he scored a touchdown or take a knee and do whatever he did, he obviously was praying to God. That was his whole religion thing. And then he got slammed for it on social media, and, like, I don't understand why. Why is he getting slammed for that? Let him do his own thing. Let him do his prerogative. It's not yours to judge. If someone's gonna pray after a touchdown, I mean, what is that? What are you gonna say? Is that showboating? No, it's not. It's praying.
Yeah. Like, people on social media, like, get angry over, like, the stupidest things and feel, like, so entitled and shit like that.
I feel like everyone on social media is, like, at least most people that use it a lot are either just really stupid, or they're really stupid and they're also Democrats with really passionate feelings.
Most likely. All I know that, like, I've been doing a lot of, since I've been on this, like, giant path of, like, self-improvement and stuff like that,
social media has been, like, yeah.
Yeah, social less media, less. Like, it's... When people think of social media, it's like, oh yeah, cool, we get to connect together and talk to people all over the world and stuff like that. But not a lot of people do that. Not a lot of people, like, just connect with people, you know? People just go on social media to, like...
Scroll through Facebook.
To just scroll through, like, mindless content and then try to show off to everyone else how much better their lives are mm-hmm. compared to everyone else. And then, like, people see that and they're like, oh... Shit, they're doing better things than I am. I should go do something. And then they go do something. And they're like, hey, guys, look how cool my life is. And then someone else sees that. And they're like, oh, I wish I could do that. And it's just this endless cycle. And then people become depressed and shit like that. Because then they can't, like... They can't match up to other people's happiness. Like, fake happiness or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, I was never a big fan of social media. I had, like... Back in middle school, I created a Facebook account. And it was mainly because... I don't actually remember why. I didn't make it for the sole purpose of talking to people at school. I think I made it to talk with family while I was doing stuff. So I created this like Facebook account and I like never really used it. I had a few people that I knew from like the Ukrainian church camps that I went to and stuff. I like added some of my sister's friends or whatever that I've talked to and stuff like that, and it's just like everything that I looked at on Facebook, I was like, this is all so boring, and I just kind of gave up. And then later down the line, actually, like in sixth grade, I remember when Instagram became a big thing, right? Like Instagram blew up. Everyone was like, this is so cool. Like, everyone needs to use this. And everyone was using it except for me. And there was one day where Carson and one of his good friends, I don't think you know her, she was big on Instagram somehow. Like, she even, in one of our classes that we had together, she made a presentation about how to get 1,000 Instagram followers, and I kind of just, like, looked at her, and I was like, what? You don't even know these people. What are you doing? And, they finally convinced me one day. They're like, hey, you should make an Instagram account, and I was like, fucking fine, all right, I'll make it. I don't know what the point of it is, but all right. I make it, and it's the cringiest thing ever. I named myself Chris Chicken. I have this profile picture of me in this, like, awful yellow shirt wearing a gas mask. And
that's not sketchy at all. Let me just point that out real fast, but continue.
Yeah, and I start, like, I didn't even know what to post. I didn't know what you did on Instagram. I was like, you just post photos and that's it?
Yeah, same. When I had my Instagram account, I posted the stupidest stuff, like... there was always challenges that people would do. They'd be like, oh, top 10 challenge, what's your favorite? And it'd be like, you'd go through a list. And I'd always do those, but I didn't really know. I think when I had Instagram, I was like, 6th grade.
Yeah,
and I've always considered, cut you off, but I've always considered getting back into it, because I know that, my friend groups are pretty mixed, I'd like to say. I mean, I've got a lot of friends, like, different people who are like, interested in definitely part of different, like, niches in society. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I like hanging out with the nerdier kids a lot more, because our interests align a lot more, but I do have a lot of friends that are in the more popular groups, and the more people that are just doing more stuff on social media, and they keep telling me to get, like, Instagram or, like, Snapchat and stuff, and, like, I've always been tempted to get it, but then I'm like, what am I gonna do? I'm not a very social person as is. I'm pretty awkward. As far as social media goes, my thing is content creating, because I like to sit behind a camera and have a one-sided conversation with someone and get... Well, I was going to say get no backlash, but again, that's what a comment section's for. But have a one-sided conversation, get my opinions out there, or if I'm doing like something like a game, and just, I don't know, have fun. That's kind of more of my thing. I like the content creating of that. That's why whenever I wanted to do Instagram, like after I started doing the challenges and stuff, I got into Photoshop a little bit, and I would make just edits of whatever I could find. And just kind of do Photoshop on my phone. They were edits with good ideas in mind, but they weren't very well executed, because obviously Photoshop on a phone is not great. So yeah, now that I'm actually doing Photoshop again and stuff, I might make an Instagram account just for all the stuff I do. Take requests, that kind of thing. Yeah. And then just post that on Instagram. Because, I mean, I feel like my skills have been adequate. Obviously, they can get a lot better. But, I don't know. I feel like, as a content creator, that seems like something I would like to do. Because it wouldn't be that hard. Because I pretty much Photoshop on the daily basis anyway. Just, like, working on stuff. Obviously, my stuff isn't as good as Chris's. I hope to get on that level at some point, but...
You will, eventually. But, yeah. Like, I'm on the same level. Like, I prefer making content for people.
Like, I feel like that's why we're here. Anchor.
Yeah. And, like, back then, with that first Instagram account, you know, I posted really random shit. And, you know, this was the time where dubstep was a huge thing.
Oh, God, yeah.
I remember one of my posts was just, like, one of Skrillex's album covers or whatever, and I thought it was the coolest shit ever, and I thought people were gonna like it. I got, like, 2 likes, and then I was like, oh, this is not working. And I didn't know what to do, and I left that account. Like, I had some people follow me and stuff like that, but then that was it. I left that account. 2 years later, I make another account.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I named it, but I remember I didn't do much with it again. And Carson reminded me that I still had my first Instagram account, and I completely forgot. And I was like, oh, shit, I should check that. I checked it. I cringed so hard that I deleted that account. And then I was stuck on this other Instagram account again, and I didn't know what to do with it.
So you posted another Skrillex album cover.
I don't remember what I posted on it, but I deleted it.
Ouch.
And then I think the start of freshman year, I think, I made another account, which is the same account I still have to this day.
Yeah.
And I posted better shit, you know? I posted like some fun memes from like my robotics national competition trip. I posted, like, some photos from my Estonia trip. I posted some Photoshops that I've done.
Yeah.
And some, and I also posted some links to videos that I've made. Because, like, you know, I want to share my content.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone really cared that followed me, so.
Yeah.
I gave up again. I still have my Instagram account, but I don't ever do anything with it. I don't even check Instagram either. Like.
Yeah.
This is the account where I have, like, the most amount of followers that I've ever had on Instagram or whatever. But, like, I just don't, like, every time I go on there, it's always so useless for me. Because it's just, like, I see, I've got these people that I follow that I've spoken to at one point in my life.
And then never again.
Yeah, never again. And so then I see their content, and it's just kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point in me liking it because I don't really know you. And if I like it, then, like, okay, you just got some praise for posting a selfie, and I don't really know you and talk to you. Like, it's kind of useless to me. And I only go on there, like, the only people's content or, like, stuff that I like is, like, you know, whenever my sister posts videos of, like, her in California or, like, on the farm in Oregon, or, like, my two closest childhood friends, like, one of them, he's a photographer, and he does a lot of macro shots and shit like that, and I find it really cool. And my other friend, she's just, like, a big meme, and she posts meme-y stuff, and I like that, too. But that's about it. Then everyone else is just kind of like, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do with this, so I'm just going to keep moving. And, I feel the same way about Snapchat, too.
Snapchat, in my opinion, I probably am more likely to get Instagram, because I can at least be a content creator on Instagram. For Snapchat, that's a lot harder.
Yeah.
Because then you have to, everything, because you can't, to my understanding, you can't really become really a content creator on Snapchat. It can aid your content creating. Like, you can, say, for example, this is just probably what I would do on Instagram. Let's say I was a Photoshopper, and I just do content on Instagram. The only reason I would use Snapchat is, like, as an aid to that. I would never actually, like, do anything with... I don't know. Just not. It just wouldn't be me. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Like, I honestly don't get Snapchat. It's kind of useless.
Snapchat's literally like, oh, good, let me have a selfie.
Yeah, that's all it is. Like, I remember sophomore year, I was friends with this one junior who is trying to get me into crypto, and like, I'm still friends with him to this day, but, like, he was telling me, like, yo, you should get Snapchat, and I was like, why? And he was like, just get it, and I was like, why? And, like, at this point, I had a severe vendetta against social media, and specifically Snapchat, just because everyone was using it, and everyone overhyped it.
And the thing is, Snapchat's, like, it's so easy to get hacked, so if you accidentally do send, like, one wrong thing, or, like, one super, or something that was, like, kind of funny, but a little offensive, you know, people can find that so easily. It's not worth it, because especially with, I feel like, my humor, I would probably say something on Snapchat that's really funny but kind of offensive. So I'm just gonna stay away from it.
I created that Snapchat account after, like, my friend convinced me after 2 weeks, and I had how to use it. I had no idea what the point of it was. I knew that you send friends, like, shit.
Yeah.
Like, you just send them your face or
you
something.
You just send them a picture of, like, whatever's... or a short video of whatever's going on.
Yeah, you, like, send them something.
I honestly see more use in TikTok than Snapchat.
Yeah.
And actually, TikTok's become really funny right now, and it's kind of good. I very much appreciate it.
But didn't, like, the memes die out?
No, now it's just a bunch of racist memes on TikTok.
Oh. Dude, TikTok is the weirdest app.
It's so weird. It literally went from, like, something that was super mainstream to something that was like, oh, these are pretty funny memes, and now they're just turning into memes that are actually funny. Like, there's a meme... and it's like, it's literally just some dude, no music, and just rapping about ginger, like, how bad gingers are. I'm just like, that's actually funny. I don't know.
Dude, all the shit coming off of this jacket, oh my god.
You're literally just brushing your jacket, there's a bunch of fuzz coming off.
This was freshly washed, too. Like, I don't... what the fuck?
You're so confused.
It's annoying. Just a bunch of lint from, like, my carpet and shit like that. Anyways,
why is lint on your carpet, on your jacket? Did you, like, roll around on your carpet or something?
No,
like
it
that?
Just, like, it floats in the air, and my cat is a thing, and she likes to do things. I don't know. I have, like, cat hair and, like, lint all over me. I don't know. Anyways.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
After my 3 years of Snapchat usage, I have realized now that it's completely useless.
It took me that long to realize it?
Yeah. I mean, well, I figured that it was useless, like, a while back, but then, like, I saw some use to it. Honestly, to me, Snapchat is kind of, like, in social regards to, like, Instagram, it's just a giant game of attention-seeking.
Yeah. I think Snapchat's more victim to that than Instagram is, because...
it definitely is. Because I remember that there was a craze like last year or maybe 2 years ago where there were these apps that came out where you would integrate it into Snapchat and you can make a story and it would be like send me a message of what you think about me or some shit like that, or like send me something that you would never ask. And there, the up arrow at the bottom of the screen, you would hit that, and it would pop up the screen, and it would be like, type a message you would want to send to this person, and you'd just be like, what the hell, what is this? And you type a message, and you just say, you're a faggot, lol, and then you send it to them, and then later on, you see that they post a bunch of screenshots of all the messages that they, received, and they're all anonymous, too. No, they're not anonymous. The person would, like, black out their names.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh, you're so cute. Oh, I love you. Hey, I want to hang out with you. Do you want to fuck or something like that? It's just kind of like, you look at these messages and you're like, what is the point of this? Like, are you searching for, like, reassurance that people like you or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, I feel like Snapchat, I feel like you can easily stereotype, like, social medias into different categories. You know, I feel like YouTube is the most neutral.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's just content creators, people who like content creators. And then you follow your favorite content creators and just watch their videos. That's the most neutral, in my opinion. I think you've got Facebook. That's for the old people.
Yeah, pretty much.
You've got Twitter, which is keep up on your news sources.
And
actually
people.
Fucking useful. Besides YouTube. Literally. Okay.
We're fucking moving.
Okay. I'm gonna not punch you in the face right now, person who's driving behind me. Yeah. So you got Twitter is actually fucking useful. You've got news sources. You get to keep updated on everything that you actually care about. Pretty much everything that you care about without the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're following, like, some political stuff, then... disclaimer. Snapchat, attention seeking easily. Instagram, I don't know. I feel like
Instagram
is
on the border of content creating,
attention seeking, a lot of other stuff too. I feel like that's more of just like, if you actually use Instagram like you're supposed to, you keep up on your friends' lives and stuff. It's communication with pretty much everyone in the world or whoever your exclusive followers are. And then you've got TikTok, which is actually, I don't know what this is. This is it's either extreme attention seeking or memes.
Yeah.
Or furries. A lot of furries. So much furry. Oh, it's a problem.
I saw a video yesterday from this one random YouTuber. I forgot his name, but he named the video "The Real Truth Behind TikTok," and he was talking about how like TikTok is just a giant game of attention seeking, and it only matters like you only gain fame, and it only matters if you actually like have some kind of like attraction or something to like you know, like attract people or whatever. You don't have to like actually make good stuff. You just have to be like this.
You just have to look attractive.
Yeah, you have to be like a
and
model.
And then lip sync. Maybe I'll be Tracer.
Yeah, and then
that's it.
You'll get like millions of followers and then become somehow like famous. And it's just kind of like, what the hell? And there's other people that like, you know, I respect more who
Fortnite Nanthus.
Yeah, who just parody the entire thing. They just make
that's
memes
funny.
Of everything. It's
and
funny.
It's funny. And it's
And they actually put effort into that shit. The people who are actually famous, they don't put any effort. They move their hands and they lip sync the song. Oh my god, I spent so long making this TikTok yesterday. You
spent like 5 seconds. All you did was put a filter on it, which maybe took an extra 10.
You probably didn't work out, so you moved your arms like maybe 10 inches away from your body, and then you moved your lips. I can get how that's so hard for you.
Yeah, it's honestly kind of a shame how many like people are saying that, oh, I spent so long making this thing, whatever, and then they really, in reality, they're just lip syncs and probably did it in one take.
Yeah, and also one more thing about Snapchat, when a lot of people add you and like you talk to them or whatever, and then they stop talking to you or whatever, like you just cease communication.
Oh, yeah, that causes a lot of trouble.
There's, like, you'll still see their stories. Like, their stories will pop up, and it's the most useless shit I've ever seen. I have a bunch of people on Snapchat that I don't talk to anymore, and they don't seem to acknowledge my existence, so they just kind of, like, sit there, and I don't really do anything about them. But I still see their stories, and they still see mine every time I post a story. Every time I post a story, they actually look at it, but no one ever replies or anything. People just look at it, and that's it. And then, like, you look at everyone else's stories, and, like, I don't understand how people enjoy that. It's just, like, cool, you were at Starbucks, you got a shitty drink, you're killing yourself with diabetes. Am I supposed to respond to that? You were there at this timestamp, at this location. You put a filter over it. Cool.
Yeah.
I have, like, so many problems about that. It doesn't make any sense.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening to our little rant on social media, if you made it this far. I know today's podcast was about a little shorter than it typically was, but...
It's the average time.
Is it really average? I don't know. I think it's typically, like, 30...
It's usually, like, 32 minutes.
I don't look at the clock. It felt shorter. Yeah. All right, that's it, and we'll figure it out.
That was our rant about social media.